I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been 3 months since Mahsa Amini's death sparked anti-government protests across Iran, and protesters are not backing down. We asked Reza of Global Catalytic Ministries what makes these protests different.
I think it's just the tenacity of the people that, you know, they're not afraid to die anymore, and that has really changed a lot of things. And so to see their tenacity, to see their willingness to die, you know, even the sayings or the slogans they're using, like, we're not afraid of tanks. These are sayings that usually they don't say before. So the vigilance and the tenacity of the protesters is much, much different.
Global Catalytic Ministries is supporting Iranian believers and gospel outreach to protesters. You can give to their ministry at missionnews.org. Christians who come out of a Muslim background face many unique challenges. They often lose their community or feel isolated in an impersonal Western church setting. And that's why Horizons International created the Cubs to Lions curriculum, written in Arabic for a Muslim background audience. Pierre Husney of Horizons International.
There have been a lot of discipleship curricula that have come into the Middle East from the West. And while they're really full of good content and biblical stuff, often they really miss the heart needs of people that are coming to Christ from a Muslim background, because Muslims have just a very different core worldview. And so the struggles that they deal with are pretty unique.
And please pray this curriculum would help many new Christians as they serve the risen Jesus while living in Muslim-majority areas. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Transworld Radio shares an Advent prayer guide to help you pray for people groups all over the world. Find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.